Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. As many of you know, today is Divine Mercy Sunday. 20 years ago this month, on the eve of Divine Mercy Sunday, on Saturday, the 2nd of April, 2005, Pope St. John Paul II died at the Apostolic Palace in the Vatican, and within a few hours, I was preaching on the death of Pope John Paul II. Yesterday, exactly 20 years later, on the eve of Divine Mercy Sunday, the 26th of April, 2025, I was preaching about the death of Pope Francis, whose funeral mass was held yesterday morning in St. Peter's Square. For our reflections this morning, I would like to go back 10 years ago to something that also happened on the eve of Divine Mercy Sunday, on Saturday, the 11th of April, 2015. 10 years ago last night, on the eve of Divine Mercy Sunday, Pope Francis issued a document entitled Misericordiae Vultus, which means in Latin, the face of mercy. In this document, Pope Francis proclaimed an extraordinary jubilee year of mercy that was inaugurated on the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception on the 8th of December 2015 and concluded on the solemnity of Christ the King on the 20th of November 2016. Many of you might remember this extraordinary jubilee year of mercy. It was a special year to immerse ourselves in the mercy of God, as we sang so beautifully in our psalm today, for his mercy endures forever. In that document, The Face of Mercy, Pope Francis wrote this: God's forgiveness knows no bounds. In the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, God makes even more evident his love and its power to destroy all human sin. Reconciliation with God is made possible through the Paschal mystery and the mediation of the Church. God is always ready to forgive, and he never tires of forgiving. Isn't that beautiful? Reconciliation with God is made possible through the Paschal mystery. In other words, through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he adds, the mediation of the Church. Beautiful. Reconciliation with God is possible through the death and resurrection of Jesus, and, according to the Lord's perfect will, through the ministry of the Church. Jesus made a decision to offer us forgiveness through the hands of a priest. St. Paul says, God has entrusted the ministry of reconciliation to us, the bishops and priests of the Church. On Easter Sunday evening, the risen Lord Jesus appeared to the apostles and gave them the authority to forgive sins. He said, he breathed on them, right? He said, receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. Whose sins you don't forgive, they are not forgiven. And for 2,000 years, the bishops and priests of the Roman Catholic Church have been forgiving sins in the name of Jesus in the sacrament of penance. In that same document, The Face of Mercy, Pope Francis wrote, so many people, including young people, are returning to the sacrament of penance. Through this experience, they are rediscovering the path back to the Lord. Let us place the sacrament of penance at the center once more in such a way that it will enable people to touch the grandeur of God's mercy with their own hands. For every penitent, it will be a source of true interior peace. That's so true. So many people, are returning to the Lord in the sacrament of penance. You should have seen the long lines that we had in the weeks leading up to Easter. The long lines that we had for people wanting to come and make a good confession. If you haven't already, Pope Francis says, place the sacrament of penance at the center of your spiritual lives. At the center, he says. Because it is the source of true interior peace, deep down peace. Because, as Pope Francis says, we touch the grandeur of God's mercy. Oh, that's so beautiful. We touch the grandeur of God's mercy in the sacrament of penance. Do you know where they buried Pope Francis yesterday? At the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome. They buried him in a side niche in the middle of several confessionals. That's right. He's buried in a little niche over to the side in the middle of several confessionals. Even in his death, Pope Francis is inviting souls to experience the love and mercy of Jesus in the sacrament of penance. You won't be able to go to confession at St. Mary Major, to the Dominicans that hear confessions there, without walking past the tomb of Pope Francis, calling us to mercy. Therefore, let no soul fear to draw near to the risen Lord Jesus in the sacrament of penance, even though his sins be as scarlet. On this Divine Mercy Sunday, Pope Francis would want us to remember three things that God is always ready to forgive. Number one, God is always ready to forgive. How unlike God we are sometimes. We're often slow to forgive, but not God. He is ready to forgive quickly. Number two, Pope Francis says, there is no limit to God's mercy. He says no one can place limits on the love of God who is ever ready to forgive. The Pope says Christ, who told us to forgive one another 70 times 7, has given us his example. He has forgiven us 70 times 7. Isn't that beautiful? He asks us to forgive one another 490 times because he has forgiven each one of us 490 times and 500 times and 600 times and 700 times and 1,000 times without limit. And the Pope says, thirdly, God never gets tired of forgiving us. We're the ones who get tired of asking for mercy. That's what the Pope says. God never gets tired of forgiving us. We're the ones who get tired. After 490 times of falling down, we get tired of asking for God's mercy. But after 490 times, he's not tired of forgiving us. What would Pope Francis want to tell us on this Divine Mercy Sunday? Perhaps what he told us 10 years ago on the vigil of Divine Mercy Sunday. This is the opportune moment to change our lives. This is the time to allow our hearts to be touched, the Pope says. The words of Pope Francis on this Divine Mercy Sunday echo down the years. May the message of mercy reach everyone, and may no one be indifferent to the call to experience mercy. I direct this invitation to conversion even more fervently to those whose behavior distances themselves from the grace of God. Everyone sooner or later will be subject to God's judgment, from which no one can escape. Even popes. Yes, indeed. Even popes. Sooner or later, even popes will be subject to God's judgment, from which no one can escape. When Pope Francis was interviewed during the first days of his pontificate, He was asked the question by the reporter, "Who is Jorge Mario Bergoglio?" And he replied immediately, "Yo soy un pecador. Yo soy un pecador. I am a sinner." He said, this is the most accurate definition. It is not a figure of speech. It is not a literary genre. Yo soy un pecador. I am a sinner. Sooner or later, even popes will be subject to God's judgment. Pope Francis used to conclude his Sunday Angelus with his Sunday Angelus message. He would always conclude it with, "E per favore, non dimenticatevi di pregare per me." And please, don't forget to pray for me. That's how he ended every single Sunday Angelus message. "E per favore, non dimenticatevi di pregare per me." And please, don't forget to pray for me. On this Divine Mercy Sunday, please don't forget to pray for Pope Francis. We pray that the risen Lord Jesus, the just and merciful judge, will have mercy on the soul of Pope Francis. As his mortal remains were buried yesterday at the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome, may the Mother of Mercy intercede for Pope Francis. Pray for him, O Holy Mother of God, that he may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Have mercy on him and on the whole world. Have mercy on him and on the whole world. Have mercy on him and on the whole world. Amen.